It is also National Kolache Day. Oh, I know what you're doing over there. George, what did you do before Google?
Gave me that look. I'm like, what the hell is a kolache? Have I ever had one of these? A type of sweet pastry that holds a portion of fruit surrounded by... I think I have had these. Yeah, I think I've had it.
You've had a punchki now.
Yes.
A punchki and a kolache. And hopefully we will get to go to Czech Dave's in Wilbur. May have ranked as, back in my drinking days, one of the most public inebriated things I've ever been. How can you not go to like a Czech festival in Wilbur, Nebraska and not like let it just rip?
Yeah.
There's a store on 84th that is not happy with you that would kindly enjoy your business. That's all they do in that store.
I think I'm here for this.
It is also the 154th birthday of the state of Nebraska. What do you give to Nebraska? I've given a lot of money to them. I know that.
Me too. I haven't even been here that long.
What do you get? Why didn't the state of Nebraska give us something?
Yeah.
For living here. I've given them a lot of money in the last like 7-8 years. But it is the birthday of Nebraska. Two other quick things in the pop culture world. Dennis wants to know, has George ever built a she shed?
Mm-mm. Nope. Can't say I have.
There you go. There's your answer. I know he's one of your favorite guys, and he's one of mine. Kenan Thompson is so talented.
Oh, my gosh.
They brought back LeVar Ball on Saturday Night Live this weekend, on the weekend update. And Kenan's got... He's branched out now. His little thing on the Golden Globes last night, I didn't really get. But I was kind of in and out. I was watching, flipping between Lakers and Warriors and some other stuff. He is so talented.
It's unreal.
He's got his own show now. So he'll be the next to leave SNL. And I'm actually surprised he's still considered full-time on SNL.
Me too.
I imagine you also are very comfortable with the new host of The Bachelor.
Oh, I am very cool.
Emmanuel Acho?
Yes, I'm very
whose career has taken off.
Like a rocket ship.
Yep, got on ESPN talking about football, showed up on Get Up, then he made the change to Fox, and now he's everywhere.
Bingo. Wrote a book last year. Oh, yeah, he's two thumbs up for me.
Now, can I ask a question about the Golden Globes? Did you watch any of them?
I did not watch any of it.
That's going to be tough to ask this question.
Oh, you can ask it.
So they had some technical glitches. They had some awkwardness.
I did hear that.
I don't know. I know it's a pandemic, and they had Amy Poehler and Tina Fey were, you know, one was in New York and the other was in Los Angeles. It was, it was okay. They didn't pull it off real well. And the NFL did a better job pulling off the draft than the Golden Globes did. But when they would show the people that were up for awards, they would be on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Some of them would be in a house full of people on their couch. Some would be on the couch with their partner. Jodie Foster was with their dog. Jason Sudeikis was just hanging out in his tie-dye hoodie. Did anybody see Jeff Daniels? Jeff Daniels, I believe, was in his bedroom for the award that he was up for. And he was pretty close to the camera on his computer.
Yeah.
Are you bringing up his picture?
I have it.
I have a major question. Count the number of doors that are in his bedroom. Realistically, in your bedroom, how many doors should you have? You've got the closet door, and you've got the door from your bedroom to the outside.
And at most, one more to the bathroom that might drift off. At most.
So, just in the picture of Jeff Daniels last night, tell everyone how many doors he has in his bedroom.
It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, and looks like where he's at, there's a door behind him as well. So it looks like he's got 5 doors in his bedroom.
If somebody that has 5 doors in their bedroom, a shady character.
Yes. 1,000% shady.
Yeah. That's my question from last night. Oh, and also, if you happen to be a member of the Foreign Press Association, you got crushed. You absolutely got crushed last night. Baseball tickets, pair of tickets for Omaha Creighton Saturday. That's a 3 o'clock first pitch. 3 o'clock first pitch. Just email your response to the question, where did Omaha baseball coach Evan Porter go to high school? Send it to George at 1620thezone.com. Busy weekend, a lot of stuff going on. We unfortunately lost somebody who some of us grew up with. Irv Cross passed away at the age of 81. And Irv Cross is really an incredible story. He was one of the OGs on NFL Today. He was, after his playing career, one of the first, and he may be the first, former players that made the transition to television. He was a trailblazer. He's a broadcasting legend, pioneer, whatever words you would like to use. And he was a trailblazer for black broadcasters. Such a gentle and nice man. I think the best way to describe Irv Cross is classy. He went on to have an athletic career. He was an athletic director at a couple of different places. But he was always somebody, and I kind of grew up with the NFL Today. I don't know, now we got more options for NFL pregame shows. But the NFL Today was the show. You had Brent Musburger. You had Phyllis George. You had Irv Cross, and you had Jimmy the Greek. You had an interesting collection of people, especially with, outside of Brent Musburger, with Jimmy the Greek and what he did, Irv Cross from the player's perspective, dashing guy, well-spoken, and the thing I loved about Irv Cross is he didn't have to tell you that he was a wordsmith. He didn't have all these big words and go on and on just using words. He was straight and to the point. But he was always very classy, whether he was in the studio or when he was on the sidelines. And then you had Phyllis George, who had blazed her trail before she ever got into the sports world. But I grew up on the NFL Today. It was a unique show. It was simple. You know, they didn't have all the bells and whistles at their disposal like the shows have today. But it was like, man, if you missed the NFL Today before that noon kickoff, you felt like you were lost. And I know recently Irv had some health issues, but his impact in broadcasting was enormous. He opened the door for former players to get the opportunity to be in front of the camera, and then it was on them to perform and whatever they did with the rest of their career. And Brent Musburger had a very, very classy statement on Irv Cross. I bet that was a great collection on that set. But Irv Cross, to me, didn't have to blow you away with a bunch of words. He told it straightforward, and he always was classy and was above board, always really well-dressed. I mean, he was a guy that when he spoke on that show, whatever he said, well, you took that as gospel. And he passed away over the weekend at the age of 81. Channel 3 Sean says, book it. I need to take you to check days in Wilbur.
All right, I'm there.
He says, you've got to take George to check days. Drank Coors Light with then Kansas State basketball coach Dana Altman back in college.
Oh.
Well, that is his town. It's usually either the end of July or early August. So I got two things for you.
Okay.
Hopefully both of them happen this year. We will go to the Testicle Festival. Because I'm trying to get you into...
What the hell is that?
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to get you... You know, you want to expand. You don't want to just be a Chicago guy that lives in Omaha.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to get outside of 680.
Where? So the Testicle Festival is going to be?
How have you not heard about the Testicle Festival? And how does, like, Power not sponsor the Testicle Festival in Ashland and around the Bend Steakhouse?
Oh, my gosh.
Tastes like chicken, George. It's a great time.
Does it?
Oh, there's beer, there's balls, and music. And usually it happens right around the start of the College World Series. Usually Father's Day weekend.
That's probably why I've never went, because I'm normally busy during the
college. Or you're not a fan of beef fries.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Would you like me to sign you up right now for the ball eating contest? Just tastes like chicken. Don't think about it. Just eat it.
I can't.
How many times do you do that? Don't think about it. Just eat it.
Yeah, no. Not at that
festival. So our summer schedule. See, I tried to get Damon to do all this stuff, and he was like, nah.
I'll do it.
Nah.
I'll do it.
We'll go to the Testicle Festival, and we'll go to Check Days. And then we'll go to the Big Nebraska Rodeo up in Burwell.
Oh, I heard that's good.
I couldn't get the other black guy to do this stuff with me. Now I've got another black guy that can go do this stuff with me. All right, Shelby Mast is coming up here next. We're talking brackets 2 weeks from the official bracket that we'll be pouring over. What does his bracket look like with a new team on the number one line? That's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.